Both Enyart and Plummer have pledged to work across the aisle if elected. And so it's surprising that this race is one that's become very partisan and occasionally nasty in debates and in TV ads like these.
We need more jobs. We don't need millionaire trial lawyer Bill Enyart.
Meet Jason Plummer. He's only had one full-time job working for his dad, but he's got millions in the bank.
At 30 years old, Plummer is a young candidate. He ran for Illinois Lieutenant Governor in 2010 when he was only 28, but came up short. At the debates, however, Plummer towers over his opponents at 6 feet 8 inches. His father founded RP Lumber, where Plummer serves as vice president. The Democratic Party has accused Plummer of inheriting the millions of dollars he's worth. Plummer responded to that claim in an early debate.
You say I'm an inherited millionaire. I look out in the audience. I see my parents out there, breathing. I'm not sure what I could have inherited from them.
After the debate in Waterloo, Plummer met with supporters at a local Pizza Hut. In addition to the free pizza, it gave some of his supporters a chance to see where Plummer stands on issues. Issues like the budget that's sponsored by Speaker of the House Paul Ryan.
And then what was the deal on the Ryan plan? Are you with it or against it?
Well, the Ryan plan doesn't really, it doesn't really exist anymore because you've got the Romney plan now, which is a little different, but
it's modeled about the same. I mean, there are differences.
Plummer's opponent, Democrat Bill Enyart, has been insistent that Plummer supports the Ryan plan, which would turn Medicare into a voucher program. The Enyart campaign points to a video of Plummer talking about the benefits of the plan. But Plummer says that if he were the deciding vote for the Ryan plan, he'd vote against it. Gail Ayers also attended the Pizza Hut after party. She's a real estate broker in Belleville, but neither candidate won her over by talking about the housing market. She says Plummer's pledge to work across the aisle is what will earn her vote.
It's extremely important because the way it is, everybody's just too intent on keeping the other side from getting anything accomplished. Nothing will ever happen that way.
In a race where neither candidate is an incumbent, both have to work hard to make sure voters know their name. So when Enyart went to East St. Louis to speak to senior citizens about Medicare, Pastor Zachary Lee excited the crowd by talking about a Democrat whose name they do know.
All right, are we excited about this election coming up?
Yeah!
Are we going to win the Democratic Party?
Yeah!
Is Obama going to win?
Yeah!
Are we going to help him win?
Enyart is an attorney and a retired two-star general. Most of the seniors in attendance did not know who Enyart was beforehand, so it was important for him to link his name to his party.
This is a very easy election because you're going to have President Barack Obama, and then the next name below the president's is mine.
Audrey Riggs was one of the 50 or so senior citizens at the event. She'd never heard of Bill Enyart before, but she said the letter D that'll be next to his name on the ballot tells her everything she needs to know.
Gotta be a Democrat. Republicans don't mean it's any good.
She says Medicare is the single most important issue, and she trusts Democrats to take care of the program. Paula Bradshaw is the one candidate in this race that's avoided the attacks so far. Bradshaw is an emergency room nurse and a member of the Green Party. She's pushing for a Green New Deal, her proposal to get Americans back to work by building renewable energy systems and a high-speed rail. At a debate in Marion, Bradshaw distanced herself from both parties.
I'm sorry, but I'm not impressed with the Democrats or the Republicans. I think it's time we got a Green in the House.
Both Enyart and Plummer agree that this campaign has turned nasty, although the two disagree on whose fault that is. What they both do agree on, however, is that this is an important race that could determine which party controls the House. Chris McDaniel, Beyond November.